Episode 83 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, takes us to the Jeb Bush Hall of Winds in Betty Grable's Florida for the first of three debates between the president, Bush, right, and Senator, tall guy, Kerry. We join our moderator, Jim McNeely Lara.
Good evening. Welcome to the first of three presidential debates this election year. Well, debate might be a bit off the mark. The way these debates are structured, it's more like an elementary school essay contest. I'm your moderator, Jim McNeely Lara. Our contestants tonight, the tallest senator from the Northeast, a man whose iron gray hair has saved dozens of people and hamsters in boating accidents, Senator John Forbes Kerry.
Hi, Jim. Hello.
He will be standing on my left.
This one, Jim?
Just like in the 46 rehearsals, Senator.
But this isn't my designer water. This is President Bush's generic grape soda.
All right, Senator. Maria, I think Justin messed up again, could you? Thanks. At our other lectern, the one shaped like a cross with a burning shrubbery behind it, not our tallest president, but not our shortest either. A man whose image decorates toilet bowls all over the Middle East. President George Walkman Bush.
Howdy. Howdy, y'all. It's just me, friendly, resolute, folksy old me. Hi, Jim,
Mr. President, gentlemen. According to our script, you should shake hands now.
Mr. President.
Hey, Senator.
Now each of you must retire to your mutual corners. All right, now discard your robes.
Oh, nice trunks, Senator.
Hey, those are neat.
Muhammad Ali gave them to me. See this blood stain? That's Joe Frazier. Yours are, interesting, sir.
Don Ho sent them to me. Elvis wore them in blue Hawaii. See this? Authentic Elvis peanut butter stains.
And, my tie was originally worn by Edmund O'Brien in 70s and 90s. Well, gentlemen, that is the last time you may address each other. I am empowered by the debate council to drop you in your tracks with this committee-approved revolver should you violate any of the self-assigned rules. Understood?
Yup, I'm set.
Reporting for duty.
Fine. Our first question for Senator Kerry comes from little Rocco Carminici of Kankakee, age 9, who asks, Senator, you've claimed to have a plan to eliminate the budget deficit in 5 to 10 years. Could you elaborate? And there is a follow-up.
Well, little Rocco, deficits are bad things, but by taking money from big piles over here and putting it into big piles scattered all around the room, we make the big pile go away.
Rocco's follow-up, and I quote, as you insist on being condescending, Senator, why should I trust you? Don't you like children, sir?
Of course I like children. I think I have several. Yes, in fact, I'm sure I do. Okay, Bush's harebrained tax schemes mean that 80% of the nation's major corporations have paid no taxes at all in the last 3 years. We can start shaving the deficit immediately just by closing those loopholes they use.
Mr. President, our next question comes
Jim, can
from...
I say something about Senator Kerry's response?
No, and if you try, I have to shoot
you. Okay.
Mr. President, Sarah Jean Muckle of Bear Walla would like to know how you can claim to be pro-environment when you advocate the desecration of pristine wilderness for lumber interests. You've relaxed air pollution standards on greenhouse gases and okayed increased levels of mercury and arsenic in our water. Sir?
Well, Sarah Jean, there are evil people in the world who hate us because we're a symbol of freedom.
What on earth that got to do with...
Senator, watch it.
Oh, sorry.
So there, other person. Terrorists don't care about human life. They's evil. And getting rid of a tyrannical dictator like Saddam was the best thing for us to do. Being president means knowing what's best for every American, and that's me all over. Now, some people who might be here tonight might disagree, or they might flip-flop, but I won't.
Senator Kerry, 7-year-old Joey Wumper of Azusa would like to know how you plan to deal with the increasingly disastrous situation in Iraq, especially as you've been neither clear nor concise on the issue.
Well, Joey, the average television soundbite doesn't allow for complexities. I voted for the war authorization, believing that we'd continue allowing the UN inspectors to finish their work. President Bush chose to invade Iraq, depose Saddam, and not plan for a post-war country. Where were the WMDs? Where's all the oil money that would pay for everything? Why does almost everyone else in the world think we made a mistake? And where is Usama bin Laden?
We picked him up 6 months ago. We're going to announce it to embarrass you in a couple of weeks.
Oops. Mr. President, I don't want to have to shoot.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
We've already captured him.
Senator, that's the last warning shot.
Sorry, Jim, but that was...
Oh, sorry.
Okay, Mr. President, 5-year-old Armando Rodriguez of Dumpler's Whatnot is asking, I am troubled by your promotion of faith-based initiatives, which seems heavily weighted toward Protestant evangelical groups with very right-wing agendas. Why has your Office of Faith-Based Initiatives been so slow to aid Catholic, Muslim, or Jewish groups?
Well, little whatnot, there are a lot of evil people in the world who hate us because of our freedoms, but freedom and liberty is on the march. Terrorists don't care about human life, and getting rid of a dictatorious tyrannosaurus like Saddam was what we needed to do to protect our freedom. We gotta show them a little frontier justice. Then we can worry about little stuff like them gas house greens and all them Africans with LSMFTs.
Okay, fine. Senator, last of our first round questions, 7-year-old Chlamydia Roadapple of Bumpy Bottom asks, Senator Kerry, with all due respect, you look like a basset hound. Do you, in fact, own a basset hound? What is its name? May I play with your basset hound? I just turned 7.
No, Chlamydia. I asked for a real basset a couple of years ago. Teresa said one hound in the house was plenty. Oh, dear. We currently have 5 cats.
8 cats.
8 cats, 4 birds, 3 hamsters, 5 horses, and a gaggle of geese.
Why got me a Scotty dog?
He looks like a very nice dog. Barney, right?
Something like that. He don't ever flip-flop.
Now look here.
Gentlemen.
All right, I'm sorry.
Okay.
After a break, we'll be back with the second segment, which will be 3 falls out of 5 Greco-Roman rules. Then we'll finish up with our lightning round, Name That Weird Foreign Tourist Trap.
Dang.
That's not in my script.
We'll be back after these messages, or not. This is Jim McNeely Lara, and this is Presidential Debate 2004.
Episode 83 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. Celebrities impersonated by the Hoedown Dental Floss Choir of East McKeesport. This is Pablo T. Flies and the Average Network. Thanks you for your attention. Stay tuned.